Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Jim Matthew. He is the executive director at the Child Guidance Clinic for Central Connecticut. And what we'll be talking about is snuffing out teen addiction before their future goes up in smoke. Jim, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And first, Jim, for people who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Child Guidance Clinic for Central Connecticut?
Absolutely. Child Guidance Clinic Central Connecticut is a nonprofit. We're funded by both the Department of Children and Families and then United Way of Meriden Wallingford and United Way of Southington. We've been in business for 61 years now, and we serve the greater Meriden Wallingford area, providing outpatient behavioral health, mental health services, substance abuse services, and then an array of community-based services, both in-home family counseling, parenting support, intimate partner violence programs, and early childhood consultation.
All right. Now, obviously, substance abuse is an issue at any age, but in particular, it's troubling as far as teens go. Do you have some statistics regarding teen substance abuse in the state?
Yes. So certainly there's a variety of statistics, but some of them that certainly concern us are that Connecticut's youth are drinking at a rates about 26% to 28% higher than their peers nationally. We know about 20% or one in five high school students in our state are reporting using marijuana at least once in their life. Some of the other things that are important for us to be aware of are painkillers and prescription medications. They're being misused by about 10% of Connecticut teens.
Now, this is a relatively new problem, relatively speaking. Electronic cigarettes or vaping, how widespread is teen use of those?
So we really are in a situation now where I think the Surgeon General has indicated this is an epidemic. So I think through 2017-18, more than 2 million middle school, high school, and college-aged students reported using e-cigarettes. And so it's a pretty alarming number.
It is. And I think that the fallacy is they are safer than the traditional cigarette, but they carry with them some of the same hazards as regular cigarettes do. So could you just explain exactly the difference between what you get out of a cigarette and what you get from an e-cigarette?
So, yes. E-cigarettes and the vaping have come on, and partly to be a way of quitting smoking, right? Mm-hmm. A lit cigarette. And there's some studies that show that they are helping people stop smoking regular cigarettes. However, they're still ingesting nicotine into their bodies, right, which is the main agent of a regular cigarette. So unlike it being combusted with a match, an e-cigarette is used, an electronic device is heating up a vapor. And that vapor has flavorings, and that liquid, I should say, has flavorings and nicotine, mm-hmm. and that's what's still being ingested. And we know there's harmful effects of nicotine.
And certainly, especially for kids, teens, and young adults, both the flavors to attract you and then the nicotine to hook you.
I think that's a really good way of saying it, actually, yes, because the flavors do attract. The companies like Juul and others say they're not really marketing towards kids, but when you have flavors like cherry and you know, peach or pina colada, they're very enticing. And when it's you're smoking a juice, it sounds kind of healthy.
Right.
So, but yes, it still has nicotine in it. And one of the concerns I think we have to have is that we don't know the health ramifications of that juice or that flavoring right. when it's now being ingested through a vapor into your lungs. I'm sure we're going to get some studies down the road.
Well, look how long it took to figure out that how harmful cigarettes were, and there are still people smoking, not nearly as many as there used to be, but this is relatively new, and we don't have the full picture yet, I guess, health-wise.
Correct, and it's interesting that you point out less smoking, because I think the school systems were seeing, you know, a decline in adolescent smoking of mm-hmm. cigarettes. Now, many schools and communities are faced with this issue of teens vaping in the hallways, mm-hmm. vaping in classrooms, vaping in bathrooms because it's odorless. They're small. They can look like a pen. They right. look like a flash drive. And so it's creating a lot of problems.
I understand you have a new teen group program at the clinic.
Sure. At Child Guidance Clinic Central Connecticut, we are licensed as an outpatient substance abuse facility, and we do provide teen groups on a variety of topics, but one is around making healthy choices, addressing issues related to substance use, alcohol use, and really we want to help children steer towards positive decisions and making healthy lifestyle choices, especially before drugs and alcohol may become more problematic in their lives. And so we involve the family in those. We work with the adolescents directly, but we also do family therapy and include the parents as part of the treatment because our belief is if we can help create a strong family, that'll help guide children, adolescents, young adults as they're making decisions throughout their life.
Now, how does the Child Guidance Clinic treat teen addiction? You mentioned you do get the family involved.
Yes, so we do get the family involved. Essentially, if someone calls in, we do an initial phone screen, and at that point, we will identify if our services are appropriate or if we would refer to another agency in the community. But through an initial evaluation, we then determine if some group treatment is appropriate or individual counseling or family counseling. We also, when necessary, we have psychiatrists on staff, so they may do an evaluation for medication or other issues that would be relevant to that child or adolescent's health.
We have just about 2 minutes left here, Jim. Just to give our listeners an idea of what they can do as a parent, what can you do to prevent vaping or any other type of teen substance abuse?
So as a father of four, I can tell you that, and they're all young adults now, but certainly start off with being a good role model. So it's hard to sometimes address issues if you're not modeling the way for mm-hmm. them, but around making healthy choices. And one thing we like to emphasize is start conversations earlier in life. If you're good about talking about small stuff and, you know, like sometimes one of my kids likes rap music. I'm not big into rap music, but mm-hmm. it's important to at least engage in that a little bit.
Yeah.
So you can connect with your child. So then you can talk about some other things that might be a little more challenging to talk about. So helping them understand why drugs are illegal or, you know, harmful effects of prescription medications, why, you know, if it's not prescribed to you, don't take it because they're readily available out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just let them know that you're there for them.
Jim, before you go, if people would like more information about the clinic or about the subject we've been talking about this morning, where should they go?
So they can, on the web, they can go to www.cgccentralct.org, or they can call 203-235-5767.
All right, Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is Jim Mafeud, who is Executive Director at the Child Guidance Clinic for Central Connecticut. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.